The following shir has been presented by Dayan Yohanesen David Hul, Dayan for the Beis Avad in Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Nedarim daf ayin aleph. As we know, if a married woman makes a neder, then when the husband hears about it, on the day he hears about it, he has a choice to do one of three things. Either he can be mefir the neder, which means by saying mufaloch, he voids the neder, and then the neder is not valid anymore. Or he can be mekayim the neder, he can validate the neder by saying kayim lech, and then the neder will be mekuyim, it will be valid, and she'll have to abide by it, and he won't anymore be able to be mefir the neder. Or he can do neither of those and not say anything. And then, by the end of the day, if he's not done either hakoma or haforo, then the neder is automatically mekuyim, and the next day he no longer is able to be made for the neder. She still has the possibility always to go to a chochol with the three hajotas to be matir the neder. That's a different process. But the unique schus that the husband does to be made for the neder must be done on the day that he hears about the neder. So now the Afike Yom in Chelik Aleph Siman Yud Zayin has a shaila. He has a chakira about that which a baal who's not made for the neder on the day that he hears it, and it becomes automatically mekuyim. Is it because it's a gzeres hakosef that at the end of the day, if he hasn't said anything, it's automatically mekuyim, or maybe it's because there is an automatic hakoma, an implied hakoma. The fact that the husband is not made for it during the day in which he hears it. He knows at the end of the day that if he's not made for it anymore, then it will be automatically mekuyim. Then by not doing anything by the end of the day, it's intrinsic that he wants the neder to be mekuyim. That itself is a hakoma of the neder. So the hakira is, if a baal is shoytiv yom shomer and he doesn't do anything, when the Torah tells us at the end of the day that the neder is now mekuyim, is it because it's understood that the baal wants to be mekayim it, so it's as if the baal has been mekayim it, or is it a gzeres hakosef, nothing to do with the baal? You've got the opportunity only on that day, and after that day you can't be mekayim, you can't be made for it anymore. This is chakira. We'll see soon in Mitzvah what the nafka minute is, what's the difference between the two studies. So let's look at our Gemara. The Dorim Dafayin Aleph on the base, the Gemara says, Iboy Eluhu, Geirishin Kishika Domi, Ogatok Karkoma Domi. A man is married to his wife makes a neder, he hears about it, he doesn't say anything, and he divorces her on the same day that he hears about it. And then, he subsequently remarries her on the same day. That's what the Gemara says. So now we have a Shaila, says the Gemara. When he divorced her, is that like Hakoma? The very fact that he's divorced her, so now she passes out of his rishus, so from this moment on, he can no longer be made for a neder, is itself an indication he wants to be mekayim the neder. Or perhaps it's just a shika, it's not a comma, it's not a foray, it's nothing. It doesn't indicate anything. What would be the nafkamin? If he remarried her on the same day, then, if the previous gerusha was like a hakoma, but once he's done a hakoma, he can't be made for the neder, even if it's on the same day. Whereas if the gerushin is not like our koma, it's just without comment, not our koma, not our forehead, then if he remarries her on the same day, he can still be made for the neder. So says the Gemara. Adds the Ran, that what is the tzad to say that gerushin is like our koma? Well, we would learn it from shikah v'yom shomer, just like every normal case of the husband hearing his wife make a neder. He's got to the end of the day to be made for it, and if he doesn't use that opportunity, then at the end of the day, that's an indication that he's mekayim the neder. So too, when a man divorces his wife on the day that he hears the neder, and he knows that after he's divorced her, he will no longer be able to be made for the neder, that is also a hakomas neder. So the tzad of the Gemara, that gerush is like hakoma, is learnt, says the Ran, from shtika b'yom shomer. So says Afikeyam, we see clearly here in the Ran understands that Yoshtika B'yem Shomai is actually an active hakoma, it's not just a gzeres hakosef. Because if it was a gzeres hakosef, it could no longer be made for, we couldn't learn it from there to Gerushin. In fact, the Ran says that a bar husband who's Shosik B'yem Shomai, the neder is Mekuyim, says the Ran, is an indication that it's Mekuyim because he wants it to be Mekuyim, and therefore Ula didn't Gerushin, since he knows he can no longer be made for it after the Gerushin, is also like an active Hakomot. That's the son of the Gemara, the Gerushin's Hakomot. So we see clearly the Ran understands that Shtika B'Yom Shoma is an active Hakomot rather than just Exeret HaKosot. There's another Ran in Davayim Tesel Medala that also implies that. There the Gemara says, if the husband is Mekayim B'Leiv, even without saying it, but he clearly decides, I want from this moment it to be Mekuyim, then it's Hakoma. He can't be made for a belave in his heart, but he can be Mekayim in his lave, as long as he decides in his mind, absolutely, from this moment on he wants it to be Mekayim. After that he can no longer be made for it. So the Ram, where do we know that from? We learn that from some stick of Yom Shoma, just like the husband keeps quiet all day without saying anything, then he's automatically Mekuyim. The reason is, says the Ram, because it's an indication that since he's not used his power to be made for it, and he knows by the end of the day he's going to lose his power, that itself is an indication he wants it to be Mekuyim. And it works without him even saying it. From there we can learn that every Hakoma believer, if there's a conscious decision to be Mekayim it, is our common. Normally there's no conscious decision till the end of the day. But if he does make a conscious decision during the day, that would also be our common belief. So again, we see another Ran, twice the Ran says that the idea of Shtikav Yom Shoma is an active Hakoma belief on the part of the husband at the end of the day, since he knows he can no longer be made for it. It's not just Exeris HaKosim. However, the Shulchan Aruch in Yerodesim and Reish Lam and Talit Sif Kaf Gimel clearly seems to learn a lot like that, at least according to the Ramah. The Ramah says that when it comes to a woman who's made a neder, and the husband's been Mekayim the neder, and then she wants to go to a Chacham to be Matter the neder. As we said, she can always go to a Chacham to be Matter the neder, just like anybody else. So the Ramah, he brings an opinion which holds that it depends. If the husband has been Mekayim the neder, then she can no longer go to a Chacham to be Matter it. If the husband hasn't been Mekayim the neder actively, but simply he waited till the end of the day and wasn't made for the neder, and in that way the neder's Mekuyim, then she still has the ability to go to a Chacham to be Matter the neder. So you see, according to the Ramah, that there's clearly a difference between Hakoma actively and Hakoma passively, just by waiting to the end of the day. Now, if every waiting to the end of the day was as if the husband had been Mekayim the neder, then there would be no difference between the two. So it's clear that this opinion that the Ramah holds, that the reason why neder is Mekuyim, if the husband keeps quiet B'Yom Shoma and doesn't say anything until the end of the day, is not because it's an active Hakoma of the husband. In that case, she wouldn't be able to go to Chacham to be Matter after Shtika either. It's clear from the Ramah that there's a difference between the two, and the reason must be because, of course, at the end of the day, you can't no longer be made for it. Looks like she can still go to a Chacham, whereas the husband has actively been Mekuyim, and she can't go to a Chacham. Interestingly, although we've brought two places where the Ram clearly says that the idea of Hakoma passive Hakoma, by not saying anything till the end of the day, is itself based on the idea that it's an indication the husband wants to be Mekayim by not using his opportunity to be made for it, and that's why it works, and it's not just Exeris HaKosov. The Afikayam brings himself two other places where the Ram clearly says the opposite, and says no, the principle of Shtika B'Yom Shoma is not because the husband is Mekayim by not being Mefer, but rather it's Exeris HaKosov. At the end of the day, if he hasn't done anything, the neder is automatically Mekuyim, but not because of the husband doing it. Where are these two places in the Ram? Well, number one is in our sugya again. The Gemara asks, Gerushin Kishika Domi Oka Hakoma Domi. Now, the Ram, as we noted, says that the Tzad to say Gerushin is a Hakoma is because just like Shtika B'Yom Shoma is a Hakoma, so Gerushin, by finalizing the marriage and knowing he will no longer be married to her, will no longer have the opportunity to be made for, is an indication he wants to be Mekayim. That's that side of the Gemara. The Ram goes on to say, the child of the Gemara is only if he remarries her on the same day. Then if Gerushin's Hakoma, he can't be made for anymore. But if Gerushin is just like a Shasika and nothing has happened specifically, then since it's the same day, he can still be made for the neder. So the Ram, however, if he is if he tries to be made for only on the next day, then either way, whether Gerushin is like a Hakoma or like a Shika, he won't be able to be made for the neder because it's no longer the Yom Shomay. Well now, says Afikayam, if the whole reason why Shtika B'Yom Shoma, at the end of the day, it's like a Hakoma, it's because the husband, by not being Mefer, it's as if he's been actively Mekayim the neder, then in that case, in the case where he's divorced her in the middle of the day, when it comes to the end of the day, he can no longer be Mefer the neder anyway. So at the end of the day, there's no indication that he doesn't want to be Mefer the neder anymore. And therefore, lechari should be able to be made, even if he remarries her the next day, he should still be able to be made for it. The Ran clearly rules that out. The Ran says, no, once the day's passed, then it's automatic hakoma. Even in this case, where the husband at the end of the day did not anymore have the opportunity to be made for the native if he wanted to. That's the lechari clear indication that according to the Ran, shtika b'yom shomer is in fact exeris hakosav, rather than active kiyum of the husband. There's another place that the Ran seems to say the same thing, and that's Daf Samach Tesa Medala. There, Rabba raises the possibility that a husband can be shoyl on his hekem, just like a person who makes a neder can go to a chacham to be matter the neder, and a wife can go to a chacham to be matter her neder. If the husband's mekayim in the neder, and the husband then goes to a chacham and wants the chacham to be matter the kiyum, is he able to do that and put us back into square one, where the woman now still has a neder which the husband could be mekayim or could be mefer? Says the Ran, on that case, obviously we're talking about when he goes to the chacham to be shoyel on his kiyum, and on the same day that he made the kiyum, because if he waits till the next day, even if he could be shoyel on the kiyum, it wouldn't help us anymore, because he couldn't be mefer anyway now, because the day has gone past. So it's the Ran. It gives us a fikia, and we see a situation where the husband at the end of the day did not have the opportunity to be made for it, in this case because he already did a kiyum earlier in the day. And nonetheless, the Ran says that at the end of the day will be the cutoff point. He wouldn't have any more opportunity the next day to be made for it, even if he was oikel at mafreya, the hakoma which he did via a chochom. Again, says a fikia, we see that the Ran seems to be holding in this case that the shtika b'yom shomer is exeris hakosav. It's not an active hakom on behalf of the husband. It's just that he loses his rights to be mefer, and therefore, whether he lost the right because he actively decided to lose the right, or because he couldn't anyway, either in the previous case because he divorced his wife, or in this case because he already done hakoma, nonetheless, he still loses his rights. It's exeris hakosav. So, in short, we have two runs which seems to take one side of chakira, and two which seem to take the other side of chakira. Two runs which say that hakoma by a husband who doesn't use his opportunity to be mefer by the end of the day, when it's a shtika b'yom shomer, there's a hakoma because it's considered that the husband has actively been mekayim in the neder, because it's an indication of what he wants to do. And yet there's another two runs that says there's nothing to do with that. It's because it's a gezeiras hakosav, whether he wanted to or not, he's lost his opportunity at the end of the day. So the Afikayam says, really to Mr. Pini, he says a chiddush, a very interesting chiddush. He said it could be that both are correct. He says, Meikaradin, the gezeiras hakosav comes first. And the gezeiras hakosav says, well, for whatever reason, if you're not mekayim the neder, or you're not mefer the neder, rather, by the end of the day of the Yom Shomay, then the neder is automatically mekuyim. Whatever your reason for it was, whether you weren't able to do it, or whether you were able to and you decided not to do it, it's gezeiras hakosav. Once the Torah makes its gezeiras hakosav, it then tells you that at the end of the day you lose your opportunity, then if you get to such a situation where you find yourself at the end of the day and you're still able to be made for it and you consciously decide not to, then the reason why shtika b'yom shomer will work is because it's a hakoma. Hakoma believe, but hakoma believe is hakoma. So again, both are correct. Firstly, there's a gezeiras hakosav. In all circumstances, you only have till the end of the day. If you wait till after the end of the day, whether you waited deliberately or because you were unable to, that you lose your opportunity to be made for the neder. If you're in a situation where you find yourself at the end of the day and you're able to be made for it and you don't take that opportunity, then it's also, in addition to that, an active hakoma as well. What would be the nafkamina? What would be added in this situation where you now find yourself being actively mekayim the neder? Well, it would be a nafkamina according to what we brought from the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Lamed Daled Sif Gimel earlier. The Ramah there brought an opinion which says that after hakoma from the husband, after the husband has been mekayim the neder, then you can no longer go to a chacham to matter it. But after the husband was shosik b'yom shomer and the day ran out and you can no longer be made for it, then you can go to a chacham still to be matir the neder. That's the opinion of the Ramah. The Machaber there argues, but the Ramah brings down such an opinion. Says the Afikayam, if what we're saying is correct, then that would be the nafkamina. See, the Gezeiras HaKosav says at the end of the day, whatever he did, he is a shtika b'yom shomer, is a hakoma. But it's Hakoma, which is not Hakoma, an act of Hakoma, but rather it's Exeris Hakosov, that the Neid is now Mukuyim, and he can no longer, the husband can no longer be made for the Neid. But on such circumstances, you can still go to a Chocham to be Mutter the Neid. She can go to a Chocham to be Mutter the Neid. However, if at the end of that day he's able to be Mutter the Neid, made for the Neid, and he doesn't, he consciously decides not to, then it's also Hakoma of the Baal. In that case, if it's Hakoma of the Baal, then, like the Rambam says there, you can no longer go to a Chocham to be Matir the Neder. So that will be the difference. There will be cases like, for example, the case where he divorced her in the middle of the day, or where he did an active Hakoma in the middle of the day, and then when he finds himself at the end of the day, he cannot be made for her, even if he wanted to. So there's no active Hakoma at the Yom Shomah. There's a Gezeris HaKosov. And therefore, if he remarries her, or if he's Oiker the Hakoma, the Mafreya, it's still it's possible that there's still a Shtika B'Yom Shomai, but he'll be able to go to a Chochom to be Matwit. However, if he didn't divorce her in the middle of the day, he didn't do a Hakoma, and he found himself at the end of the day being able to be made for it, and he wasn't made for it, then there's an active Hakoma. In that case, that Shtika B'Yom Shomai is active Hakoma, she will not be able to go to a Chochom to be Matwit. Says Afikayam, where would we get such a concept from? That there are two, there's a din of a Gezeris HaKosov, and there's an additional din that it creates a Hakoma on behalf of the husband, an active Hakoma, if he has the opportunity to do so, to be made for any chooses not to. He said, Lebe'ef is the Chari, it could be Meduyig in the Psukim. Because the Torah says a few things. It says the same halacha about a husband being made for a B'yom Shomer, and being Shofik B'yom Shomer, a number of times. The Torah says, V'shama Isha B'yom Shomer, in Pashas Matas. The husband hears about it on the day, and he doesn't do anything, and the Nadorim become Mekuyim, in the passive sense, V'komu Nadorel. Then the Torah says, in Beis Isha Nadorah, etc., V'shama Isha V'hechor Ishlo, V'komu Kol Nadorel. Again, the passive form. The Nadorim are Niskayim by him keeping quiet. Then the Torah says, "Vim hacharish yachrish lo." The Torah says, "Vim hacharish yachrish lo isha miyom el yom v'heikim es kol nadorel." Here it doesn't say v'komu the nadorim on this kaim, but he's mekayim the neif. Always kol esore asher olel heikim oistom ki hacharish lo miyom shomav. He's been mekayim it. Says the Ram, this is what the Torah is telling us here. The Torah is telling us that, first of all, every shtika b'yom shomer is exeris hakosov, that it's hakomu. The komu, it's not because the husband is mekayimit, he's lost his right to be made for it, so the neighbor is memela mekuyim. However, sometimes there'll be situations in hachrish yachrish law where it's an active hakomu, because he had the opportunity to be made for, and he decided not to, then it's an additional din of not just exeris hakosov, of al hakim is kondra, he's actively been mekayim it, and the nafkamina will be, as we said before, that now she can no longer go to a chocham to be matre, according to that opinion in the Ramah. The Ram backs this up by saying that the Gemara in Daf Ayin Tes says that this pasuk of Hachrish Yachrish law is talking about the Shosik Abonos Lekayim, and as the Ram there explains, that doesn't mean to say Abonos Lekayim immediately. It means Shosik Abonos that the Neder should not be Mufa, and it should wait till the end of the day, and it should automatically be Riskai. Although the Gemara actually says there that it also talks about Shosik Abonos Lemekat, and he's not intending to actually be Mekayim or Mefer. He just wants to annoy his wife by not taking the opportunity to be Mefer. Bar Koponim also learned from that possibility to show you Sigam Anos Lekayim, Lechur, Mashmah from the Gemara. If that's the case, then that would explain very well why here the Torah uses the expression as Heikim as Kolon Dorel, specifically for this reason, to tell you that if he's, the reason why he's seeker is because he wants it to wait till the end of the day, and he wants the neighbor to be Mekuyim, then it's an active Heikim Kolon Dorel, not just Exeris HaKosov as Kolon Dorel. End of the Afikayam with an interesting idea, and he says that it could be a new, an extra chiddush we could add to this. If every shtika b'yom shomer, when you have the opportunity to be made for it, is also Gzeres HaKosov, and also a hakoma of that act of hakoma of the husband, what happens if he wants to be shoyel on his hakoma? Now, as we've explained, the Gemara says that a husband who's mekayim the neder actively, he can be shoyel on the hakoma, but if he if he just waited at the end of the day and wasn't made for it and the navy's in the sky, then he can't be shown on Hagoma. On the other hand, according to the Afikayam, there is a Xeris HaKosuf, and there's also an intrinsic active Hakoma by the husband as well. If he's Shosib Yom Shomo and he could have been made for any Dafka doesn't. So in that case, what could he do? The husband could be Shoyo on the active Hakoma part of the Shtika Yom Shomo, and then all you'd be left with is the non-active part, the Xeris HaKosuv of Shtika Yom Shomo. What's the difference? Again, coming back to that Ramal, the Ramal says that a woman can go to a Chacham to be Matter the Neda if the husband was Shosik Yom Shomo, but not if he was Mekayim explicitly. According to Nafika Yom, it comes out that we'd have to add an extra subcategory to that. If he was Mekayim it, Bepoil, actively, then she can no longer go to a Chacham to be Matter the Neda. If he was Mekayimit by Shtika Yom Shomoi, then there's two things. There's an active Kiyum of the Neda intrinsic in it, if he had the opportunity to be made for it, and there's also Xeris HaKosuf. If he's Shoyel on his Hakoma, the active intrinsic Hakoma of Shtika Yom Shomoi, then all you'll be left with is Xeris HaKosuf, and that, as we said, according to the Ramah, you can be Shoyel to a Chacham. But anyway, that's the Chakira of the Afikayam, and that's his suggestion. He ends off with Tzorach Bia B'chol Zeh, but that's his suggestion to explain the apparent stira in the run, and to explain the to be Madai, the various Lashonis of the Psukim. In other words, to summarize, to say that every Shtika Yom Shomoi is a Xeris HaKosuf that can no longer be Mefit, but sometimes there'll also be an intrinsic, assumed, active Hakoma of the husband. If he has the opportunity to be made for it by the end of the day, and he doesn't take that opportunity, then it's, in addition to Xeris HaKosuf, an active Hakom on the husband. But if he didn't have the opportunity at the end of the day, for example, Niskarsha in the middle of the day, or he'd already done Hakomah in the middle of the day, so when he came to the end of the day, he couldn't be made for it anyway, in that case, the Shtika Yom Shomo would not be an active Hakomah, it would only be Xeris HaKosuf that he can't be made for, and the nafkamina will be if you can go afterwards to Chacham to be Matter the Neda.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.